This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Rockwall off of 30. And let's just say, you know, the bridge is probably fine by now. So you should go ahead and drive on out. Plus, if you want to text us, 877-881-1053 on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. That is also the number to call, 877-881-1053. If you want to hang out with us at Jared's event on Sunday, Swinging for a Cause at Globe Life Field. Minimum bid starts at $1,500. And right now, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Boy, you guys are expensive.
We are very much in demand and very popular, Mickey. So congratulations for hitching your wagon to the right show.
That's right. Finally.
Except we don't have any bids on that yet, so, you know, we got to work on that.
Well, what are they doing? Well, probably, you know, come on, let's go.
It's probably because we shook them all down for money last week. We asked Jerry about it. Mike has said some amazing things. So many people have immediately jumped out and talked about how important Zach Martin is both on the field and off the field. I know we had an opportunity to talk about this a little bit yesterday, but can you give us any more insight, whether it's from one of the players, yourself, or whoever, about what Zach Martin means to this team on and off the field?
Yeah, I think we know what he means to him on the field, right?
Yeah.
We've seen that for 11 seasons. I think just as a leader in the locker room, you know, and he's not a big rah-rah yell guy. I think just guys looking at him, how he conducts himself, the consistency, not only in his play, but, you know, in the locker room, in the weight room, at practice. I think that most of those guys realize that. I know Tyler Smith was talking about it, and I think the word he kept using was consistency, and he learned that, you know, that's the key to kind of, you know, lasting in this league. And then I think the other thing is those guys really appreciated what he went through from, you know, early in training camp to now, trying to play through that ankle and other things that were bothering him, to get out there and, you know, give his best and never make any excuses for, you know, some of the stuff he couldn't do. I mean, if you think about the importance of your right foot as a right guard, and just, you know, the balance you need with it, the action you need with it, the pressure you have to put on it. And you could see sometimes that, you know, he couldn't keep his foot on the ground. It just hurt too much. But he didn't complain, and he kept trying. And I think that the guys appreciate that effort to try to, you know, it's not about him. It was to try to help the team. And I thought Mike McCarthy the other day, and I don't know if I said this to you guys or not, said it best when he said, you know, his illustration is what makes that offensive line room what it is. And I think that's a great compliment for a guy that's been that way his entire career.
Yeah, it has seemed, Kevin, like they're like you walk into Ravens, you know the culture there. It always seemed like the Cowboys' offensive line culture has been, you know, him, Tyron, Travis Frederick, what they built there always kind of mattered, especially when you hear the other guys talk. When you hear Tyler Smith walk in and the way he talks, you're like, oh, yeah, he's been around this group for a minute now. Mickey, I believe it was yesterday, Micah was basically saying that he rolls out of bed and gets 10.5 sacks a year. So what? Like, what's his? Well, he's looking at 17 right now.
17 now.
How realistic is this?
He's got a ways to go, but you know what? In the four games he's returned, he's got 5.5, and you know, and just his presence on the field. Think about this. And so, in these four games that he's played, the team has 16 sacks.
Okay.
And I saw a note that said that that's tied for the most team sacks in these past four games across the league.
Yes.
So you can see that's obviously made a difference, you know, on the team. And I would say, you know, what they've done defensively, at least these last two games, you can see it starting to build. So, I don't know. You know what exactly he can get to, but God bless him for trying, and keeping it up and not saying, oh well, I can't get that. I missed four games, and that's not possible. And I don't think that's not possible is in his vocabulary. So yeah, he means a heck of a lot.
Except for shutting down the podcast.
Yes, that's good.
No, I would never do that.
And you know the fact that. You know, when they got to play somebody like Joe Burrow, he steps up, you know, on Thursday and said, I've got to be at my best. I've got to be the best player on the field because it's going to take a heck of an effort to for the Cowboys to slow down that offense.
Regarding him and that effort to do that and what he's done so far, it doesn't feel like it's been a – you know, singular mindset of his, though. Like, it always felt last year, like, I'm pass rusher. That's what I'm here to do. Run
right.
game, I'm not doing that. It seems like he's bought into what Zimmer's saying on the other parts of the game here.
Yeah, about setting the edge, right?
You
got to be able to stop the run. You can't be chased.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Chasing tackles for losses. You can't be chasing sacks all the time. Part of the responsibility for defensive ends is to make sure they're turning in the run game, everything back inside. And I think he's done a better job of that. And I think he's done a better job when they've used him standing up in the middle, pass rushing, and make sure he's in his lane, right? So if they have to overcommit to stop him, then somebody else has got an opening. And, you know, you do a little bit of sacrificing for the good of the team if you stay where you're supposed to go. And that was one of the things I think Mike Zimmer was emphasizing to him the start of the year. You know, if we're going to kind of flip you and inside from outside, then you got to do your job because the other guys are counting on you to be there, and the linebackers can fill where that opening should be if they double team you. And I think he has done a better job of that, and maybe from a football standpoint, he's maturing along the way.
How much fun is the combination of Mike and DeMarvion Overton?
Oh, I think that's I mean, it's been obvious, right?
Oh, my God,
because
I love it.
You know, with Micah back on the field, Overshown has really stepped up. So it causes a problem on offenses. You know, when I'm looking and, you know, we see the interception, the batted pass, interception, returns for a touchdown. We see a sack here and there. He's got 29 tackles in four games since Micah returned. So he's been even more productive. And to have two of those guys, you know, either you stack them up on one side and you can't double-team both of them, that would take four guys, right? Or you got the guy on the other side. And, again, if you're going to shift your blocking schemes over to take care of Micah, well, now who's taking care of Overshown? And as Micah pointed out, the best thing about that batted pass, you know, interception return for a touchdown was the fact that he was blitzing and he defeated the block of the running back. He just went right through the guy and destroyed him, so enabled him to get up in the air to block the pass and then, you know, have the wherewithal to pick it off and go. So, that's a pretty good combination. And by golly, they're going to need it on Monday night playing against that offense.
Yeah. And so we were talking about this earlier. It's still confusing to a certain point how the Bengals are 4-8 when they have all the offensive weapons and they have the leading sack getter in the league. Like, I realize their defense is terrible otherwise, but it is confusing to be like, our defense is the worst, but man, we got somebody who's great at getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, and they just seem to, you know, give up points and bushel baskets full. You know, the other thing that they have struggled with, and, you know, the offensive line hasn't been the best. Even though they've put up those numbers and Burrow's put up the numbers that he has, but God bless him. He's under siege. It's like so much. And I was watching somebody on the board there illustrating one of the plays, and one of the things that he's really good at is that when he's trying to avoid pressure and he's moving around in the pocket, his eyes are downfield. He never loses contact with where his guys are, you know, unless he's getting
sacked. And he steps
sacked,
up
right?
into the pocket,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he steps way up, and he'll step over. And, you know, a credit to him. But the fact that, you know, they've been, you know, needing to score, you know, 30-some points a game to try to win, and then they're losing 7 of their 8 games by one score. So they're kind of right there. They just haven't been able to, you know, close or you know, hold the lead at the end. Yeah, it's the weirdest stat ever that they're 4-8, and you look at their numbers offensively. And like you said, and with Hendrickson also on defense, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And good for Micah to step up and say if their record had been reversed, Joe Burrow would be the leading MVP candidate. And he said basically, in my mind, he's the leading MVP candidate on offense.
Now, you used the term under siege when it came to Burrow and this offensive line. I want to ask you a totally different question. Have you ever seen the 1992 motion picture Under Siege? starring Steven Seagal.
Steve Seagal?
Yeah. He plays a cook on a battleship, and Tommy Lee Jones and some other no-goodniks, they take over the battleship, but they didn't know that the cook is about to tell them what's up. Have you ever seen this motion picture?
No, I have not.
You need to. It's fantastic.
It's really terrible.
No, it's awesome.
If you decide that you've just given up on being productive as a human, check it out. It's not good, but it'll probably entertain you for an hour and 45 minutes, give or take.
I'm going to write down those words, under siege, right?
You should
know when I opened a can of worms.
Don't look up any reviews or anything.
I think he's writing it down to remember to not watch it.
Okay. That is very smart, very smart. All right. Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again on Monday.
Monday, game day. Be there.
That's right. There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.